Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from September 16th through the 23rd. And over this next week, we have a Virgo new moon, as well as the sun's ingress into Libra, crossing over the equinox point. So energy shifts are underway, and we are taking with us what matters in 2020, what has come up to your awareness that is essential to you, that has meaning, that has strength and determination for the path ahead. In the past week, we had Jupiter station direct at 17 degrees of Capricorn. And I want to start out and talk about this because this Jupiter energy is revealing to us what we have learned since the middle of February of this year. And that's the last time Jupiter was at 17 degrees of Capricorn in your chart. And when it retrogrades back to a degree, it hovers on the degree and says, look right here. Focus right here. What is here in your chart that is ready to expand, grow, and be seen from a new vantage point? And with Jupiter, it's often a higher vantage point, but it's also one that you've had to take seriously because that is the Capricorn energy. Now, Jupiter is actually not comfortable in Capricorn because Jupiter wants to expand and grow and be on the move and get things going. It's a very inspired energy. But in Capricorn, there is a requirement to slow down, be a little bit more cautious, be very discerning, take responsibility, and look at what is true for the long term. And what is happening is that we are revisiting parts of ourselves that have been maturing, that have been understanding what self-respect looks like, that understands what your own personal integrity is. And throughout all of September, this whole month, Jupiter is sitting at 17 degrees of Capricorn. It will reach 18 degrees in early October. But throughout September, as Jupiter is sitting here at 17 degrees, asking us to take an area of our life seriously and to look at what you can learn about yourself since February of this year. Capricorn also provides rewards for what has been understood, for what we have committed to, what we have fulfilled, and to look at what we have achieved in this area of your chart. So you would look at where 17 degrees of Capricorn is. That is where Jupiter is hanging out all this month and is really wanting you to be clear, not only about what you have mastered and what has permanently changed for you, but what you're going to take with you as Jupiter now moves forward and will come into conjunctions with Pluto in Capricorn for the third and final time in November, and also meet up with Saturn in Aquarius in December. So there's something about right now that's really showing you what has permanently shifted in terms of your priorities, but it feels like it's a deep inner rearrangement of understanding. And this could be something that is in your external world, your internal world, any area of your life, every area of your life. And what the Jupiter energy also gives you is a new positive outlook. It has the ability to raise you up out of a previous level of consciousness and to see something from an inspired point of view that helps you go forward. And it's a bit like getting ready to climb that next mountain or continue climbing that mountain. I'm using the mountain because Capricorn is about those long-term endeavors that we seek to accomplish, and it is associated with the mountain goat. And so we have something coming in here that's revealed more of our strength. So really honor this in yourself. Really honor how far you've come, what you've acknowledged, what you've changed, and how you can be even stronger for the last few months of 2020 before Jupiter meets up with Saturn in Aquarius and they begin a new energetic dance together. I mentioned in a previous show how 2020 has gifts for us if we're willing to claim them. And this was the show about the 2020 soul growth from Capricorn planets. And it's looking at what you're really being required to focus on that is working with you at multiple levels of energy, at multiple lifetimes, and that there is some type of not only like a deep soul growth, but I feel a permanent transition, a permanent transformation in what you can move towards going forward. And there are openings here. There are doorways opening. There are windows opening. There are hallways opening that will lead you into new parts of yourself. And as I said that, oh, this is so cool. I saw it as the Akashic Records, and that there are new energies opening in the Akashic Records for you to move into the new library of knowledge, the new potentials of soul growth, the new wisdom you can now seek and check out and understand and play with. There's something opening here in 2020. And this month is pivotal in your understanding of what that might be for you. And one way to make the most of this energy would be to write out during the Virgo new moon anything that you want to manifest going forward, whether that is your own to-do list or a bullet point list or a list of new dreams or a journal entry or anything, whatever that looks like for you. Very powerful to write it out, because when you write, it's a bit like signing a contract with the universe, if that is your intention, if that's what you desire. And when you write it out, you start to really make it real, because you're putting it into a physical form. You're also moving it from your mind into another entity, such as a piece of paper. And you can read it and understand more of what you really want. So I feel like there is really supportive energy right now as we move across this next week. Now, this Virgo new moon at 25 degrees of Virgo in your chart is exact at 4 a.m. That's Pacific Daylight Savings Time. Be sure to adjust it for wherever you are on the planet, of course. But at 25 degrees of Virgo in your natal chart, you are setting a new intention around what is essential to you and what you're committing to. And commitment is a big word because of how both the sun and the moon are exactly trine Saturn in Capricorn at 25 degrees. The sun and the moon are also trine Pluto at 22 degrees retrograde. And we could even say that they are widely trining that Jupiter at 17 degrees of Capricorn. I have a separate video for you on YouTube that goes over the full chart of this new moon, so I won't go too much into it here, but I did want to highlight for you how this is a time of understanding that you really can make some significant changes and some real developments in your life. And that is because of the earth energies here. And then I also want to call out that if in your chart you have any energies in the third decan of Taurus, specifically let's call it between 17 to 29 degrees of Taurus, this new moon would be extra strong for you because it is creating an earth grand trine, which is the builder, which is stability, which is support and manifestation and very potent energy. And so we don't always have these lineups of energy. So it's pretty amazing to see how these things show up, when they show up, what you can tap into, and to make the most of it. Now, if you don't have anything in those degrees of Taurus, no worries. You still are, of course, supported by these earth energies that are asking you to get clear about your life in some manner. And if you do not know, if you don't know what you want, or you don't know what it's going to look like, or you're going into the how, which is a Virgo word, how am I going to do this? How is this going to happen? How is this going to come together? You're actually being asked to simply put it into a written form, or to make that list, do something where you just basically ground the request and the intention of what you want to focus on. Now, you can also do a vision board. You can do anything that inspires you to focus on the next chapter of your life. And I feel like this energy in September is very potent and powerful for moving into 2021. So do what you can over the next week to look at what you want your life to be about going forward. You know, we're not going to go back to what life was like before this year because of everything that's changed, everything that will continue to change. The biggest years coming up are 2022 to 2024. So in a sense, there's still a lot of big change happening and we're not done with the cycle. There's many things that are still going to be unfolding and coming out, and the biggest energy years are still ahead of us. But we always travel with our power. We always travel with our energy. And the more that you are tapped into that and you're aware of what your power is, the more you can navigate and zig and zag and stay the course even as these big energy changes unfold. And the more that you can feed the parts of yourself that are tapped into what you want, what matters to you, what your priorities are, what you need, what your heart needs, what feels good, what feels right for you, the more you are accessing that, the more you will know what is correct for you. And the same is true, of course, for your intuition. The more you develop and trust your intuition, the more you tap into those messages and what's coming through for you, you are also more equipped with the road ahead and navigating it in the best possible way for yourself. So we have Jupiter hanging out at 17 degrees of Capricorn. We have this Virgo new moon. Both of these energies are in earth signs. They're activating other earth signs. They're showing us new choices and directions that we can head towards of what we can build going forward. And then we're reaching this equinox point, the Libra equinox, where the sun transitions from Virgo into Libra. And this is actually a very important threshold in the zodiac. And that's because Virgo is about the last final things we need to take care of before the sun enters Libra into the second half of the zodiac and into the realm of relationships. So the first half of the zodiac, which is Aries through Virgo, is the energies associated with our self-knowledge, self-identity, self-growth, what we understand about who we are, how we think, how we create, how we take responsibility for ourselves, our physical body, our personal responsibilities, what we own, you know, what matters to us. All of these energies are associated with the first half of the zodiac. So when the sun reaches this Libra equinox point, it transitions into the other half of the zodiac that's about relationships and the world at large. And this transition is essentially where you take what you have discovered about yourself in the previous six signs and then take it forward into relationships and out into the world. And that will happen as the sun voyages from Libra all the way to Pisces. So we're moving through the middle point of the zodiac, and the Libra equinox is exact on September 22nd. At 9:30 a.m., that's Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And that is when we basically are then taking all of our energy out to exchange with others. And there is an understanding here that I think can be very supportive in the fact that how you are showing up for yourself is how you're showing up for others or how you're relating to others. And what does that mean to you right now? What does that look like for you at this time and at this level of consciousness? Because it can look different every year at this time. And of course, 2020 is no different. Over the next week, the sun will complete its journey through Virgo. And this is where we do our Virgo tasks. And I mentioned in a previous episode how Virgo is a wonderful verb. You can Virgo your kitchen, Virgo your car, Virgo your life, Virgo your calendar, get your duckies in a row, make sure things are tended to, and you get rid of what's excessive with Virgo because Virgo cuts out things that aren't needed. It's a very decisive energy when it's in its strength and it can say yes or no. If you have ever gone shopping with a Virgo friend, they're going to tell you how something looks in the dressing room. They're going to tell you if this is a good choice, if you should buy, you know, this or that or the other thing. Because the Virgo energy is all about what is efficient, what is useful, How are you going to use that in your life? Do you really need another lotion? Do you really need another candle? You know, the Virgo energy is all about, you know, how is this practically used for you? And do you want to spend the money on it? So there's a part of our life right now where we're trimming the fat. We're getting things figured out. We're getting things all lined up to understand what we really need and what we don't. And you can apply this to the energetics of your life and what no longer serves you, what is no longer needed in your life, what is ready to shift and change into a new form. So Virgo is a mutable sign, and the mutable signs are the energies of transition and choice. The mutable signs look for possibilities and they require adjustment. And there's this really beautiful process that happens through the zodiac where the cardinal energies initiate a new season. So if we go back to when the sun entered Cancer, that's when we started summer here in the Northern Hemisphere, winter in the Southern Hemisphere, and the beginning of summer started with the sun in Cancer. Then we moved into Leo energies, and Leo was about the fixed, stable energies of the season. You know, what is something that we can count on in Leo season? Well, often the sun is at its hottest here in the Northern Hemisphere. There are the dog days of summer, as we call them. It's when the sun is the hottest. It's when we can also look at what is coming up in terms of fruits and vegetables, what's preparing to be harvested. Then as the sun moves into Virgo, we look at harvesting, you know, what we're ready to pick, what has grown properly, what we can use, what is ready to be taken to market. And so with this transition, we have the beginning of a season, we have the stabilizing energy of the season, and then we have the transition from one season to the next. And Virgo, like the other mutable signs, is that transition, that ability to be flexible and to take the harvest out to market, or to take whatever you have grown, whatever you have developed, and use it to interact with others. And so this is a transition point energetically where we look at our own energy. We look at what has been developed for you, what you have then refined and improved, what you've healed, what you've come to understand, as well as what you have decided you no longer want. And then when the sun moves into Libra, those are the energies that we take forward into our interactions and our relationships with others. Now, Libra is commonly associated with partnerships, relationships, cooperation, sharing, conversations. It's how we interact. It's how we have conversations with people. I think of it as the customer service energy. If you need help, you want to interact with a Libra who'd be happy to work with you, happy to help you figure something out. I also think of Libra as an agent, such as a real estate agent, or the in-between person who does the deal, who helps move things along. Libra negotiates, it goes back and forth, it looks for what's fair. And it is an objective energy. It is an air sign and a masculine energy. So there's a strength in Libra at looking at what you want to take out into the world, how you want to share your energy with other people, as well as understanding what you've learned along the way, what has shifted for you since this cycle began when the sun entered Aries back in March. This is also a point of balancing energies on the planet, balancing energies within yourself. There is the balance here in Libra between the masculine and the feminine. Now, Libra is a masculine air sign, yet it's ruled by Venus. Isn't that interesting? So it's basically saying that you can have balance within. It is the balance of the divine feminine, divine masculine within you, and how that shows up in relationships, how that interacts with your energies, what is correct for you right now, what is energetically accurate for you right now, and what is not. And all the air signs require us to think about things, to spend time talking about them, even to get things out of our heads. And so we open up to more of what we need to say and more of what we need to hear. There is a spark of understanding as well around what has developed for you since this particular cycle began, but it could be something where you're just ready to connect with people in a way that is more true to who you are. And this is because Libra is also a reflection of energy back to us, the people we relate to, the people we have things in common with, and then also those that we do not have things in common with. And so Libra is about open enemies, as they say. It's the people you don't like, the people you disagree with, the people you don't have something in common with. They also can come up too during Libra season to reflect back to you more of what is important to you and what is not. However, that Libra energy asks us to maintain some level of equilibrium and to not get emotionally displaced, to not get off kilter even when there are things that need to be negotiated or disagreements, to stay in a place of detachment and objectivity, that people have a right to their own opinion, their own experiences, their own energy. They are allowed to have their own perception, obviously, just as you are allowed to have yours. So we're being asked to be more open to others as well, to be open to these differences that can arise during Libra season. As the sun is in Virgo, it's ruled by both Mercury and Chiron. Mercury is the traditional ruler of Virgo, and in recent decades, more astrologers have subscribed Chiron to Virgo, which I do agree with as well. And so we're really looking at the mind-body connection when the sun is in Virgo. Then the sun moves into Libra, which is ruled by Venus. And so Venus becomes more prominent at this time because she's a bit like the sous chef to the sun in Libra chef. And so the sun is in Virgo and Venus is traveling through Leo. And she is strong in Leo. She is confident. She is expressive, very warm, is ready to be seen and to express herself creatively. There's also something about the strengthening here of feminine energies and how that interacts with the masculine energies of Libra. So it's a very lovely dance as Libra season begins, where there is something coming into greater harmony between masculine and feminine energies within us, but perhaps also in your relationships. And there is a strengthening as well. It feels strong and it also feels very creative because both Leo and Libra want life to be beautiful. And that Libra energy looks for peace. And that Leo energy looks for something exciting and different and fun, playful. So there's something here about the types of relationships that are healthy for you now, that are good for you now, and that feel like an energetic fit. And that energy will change the beginning of October when Venus moves into Virgo on October 2nd. And she becomes more studious and more practical, and she doesn't want to be as playful or fun. She gets back to work and gets her eyes set on the tasks at hand. So if there's anything that you want to do in the second half of September that is good for your heart, that's good for your relationships, that's good for your interactions with people, this is really the time to do that and to trust what you need, whether that is a creative outlet or just meeting up with friends for happy hour. I realize this depends on where you live, on what the current isolation or quarantine requirements are, but there's something here about what can you do to have fun or do something interactive with others that lifts up your energy, but also is healthy for both the divine masculine, divine feminine energies within each of us. So however that lands for you, trust that. But it's actually a really lovely energy here, and you might feel that in your relationships with people. Now I want to touch on some of the activity that Mercury in Libra is going to be facing over this next week, because there is going to be some stress with these communications that Mercury is looking to have. Mercury in Libra is about what needs to be said, having quality conversations, looking for a win-win. It's very diplomatic, it's very sensible and reasonable. Mercury in Libra assesses both sides and then says, well, let's consider this or have we thought about that. I can see your point of view. So it is a very good diplomat energy. Yet this energy is going to be strained over the next week as Mercury in Libra makes numerous aspects to the outer planets that are stressful. On September 17th, there's a square to Jupiter in Capricorn, and that is wanting something to perhaps be better than it really is. Then on September 18th, Mercury in Libra quincunxes Neptune retrograde in Pisces at 19 degrees. And the quincunx is about attention, a discomfort, not knowing what to say, what to think, what is the best direction, or what to do next. September 18th is when that energy is quite strong. Then on September 20th, Mercury in Libra squares Pluto retrograde in Capricorn at 22 degrees. And this is tension as well. And this is a power struggle. This is not being happy with what is said, where perhaps that Mercury in Libra wants that win-win, but Pluto in Capricorn says, there's no win-win. This is the only way. This is what I've decided. Executive order. This is what's going to happen. So there is a dis-ease and a discomfort. And then this Mercury in Libra squares Saturn retrograde in Capricorn at 25 degrees on September 23rd. That's also having to answer to an authority, an outside source that sets the rules, that says this is what we're going to do and we're not going to have a discussion about it. So this Mercury in Libra is going to feel unfulfilled. And this is the part of you that needs to have an outlet for your thoughts, your ideas, and what you're thinking, whether that's talking about things with a trusted source or writing them out or just giving yourself time to process what comes up, what comes out. Because as Mercury in Libra meets up with these planets, there's a sense of, is this fair? Is this just? Is this right? And the Capricorn energies are actually stronger, which means that there's some kind of rules, commitments, obligations that need to be followed. And it's interesting because I'm feeling the deep energy of soul contracts here. Over the next week, you could see with a new perspective more soul contract energies from many lifetimes that are coming up to your conscious awareness. And you may need to talk about it. You may want to talk about it. There might be something that you're realizing that's been energetically out of balance. And as Mercury interacts with these Capricorn energies, he is getting new information. Now, on September 24th, Mercury opposes Mars in Aries, Mars retrograde at 26 degrees, and also enters his retrograde shadow zone. So we are moving into the Mercury retrograde energies. I'm going to say starting September 23rd, because the Mercury retrograde energies begin at 11 degrees of Scorpio and travel back to 25 degrees of Libra. So whatever happens over this next week is probably going to go into November. If you are looking to make any type of decisions or commitments, if you're needing to negotiate or cooperate with people, if you get a no or a challenge, if something is tested, if something is delayed, if something is not moving forward, or remember, if it's energetically out of balance, the resolution will probably happen in November. And that's when Mercury retrograde will be over, will be November 3rd and 4th. And so keep an eye out on what comes up for you over the next week and adjust your expectations accordingly. Give it time. Say, okay, maybe this is the first conversation or this is the first awareness I'm having about this. Because what I'm feeling, it's really interesting. I'm feeling like going back to those soul contracts that the Capricorn energies are going to bring up what the karma is, what the energetic low point is, if you will. It feels like there's something in that soul contract that is been played out for lifetimes that comes up, and it's a bit like a karmic reckoning is coming through so that the energy can be lifted and so that something can play out in a way that leads to greater justice, fairness, and energetic balancing. And so if something comes up over this next week or the second half of September that is strong for you, it has the energy of karmic ties, like intertwined in it, like cords of it wrapped around, interwoven together, that need to be untangled. And that there's something about this Mercury retrograde that has the power to do that through a process over the next 2 months. And what's going to happen is that Mercury comes back to 25 degrees of Libra and will meet up with Saturn again through another square. They're actually going to meet up at 26 degrees each, and they're going to square each other. Let's see, it's actually the beginning of November and the first week of November. They're squaring each other. And then Mercury goes forward back into Scorpio. And I feel like there is this energetic unraveling of those karmic ties. And you know, that's actually a pretty fast timeline of only 2 months. And by then, when Mercury goes into Scorpio, it's going to make supportive sextiles to all three planets in Capricorn. So this can help with your understanding and again, the expectations of how something may get started or happen over the next week or two and how it goes into November, and to make sure to keep your energy balanced, to look at what that means for you, to look at if you're balancing feminine and masculine, if you're balancing your emotional body and your mental body, if you're balancing yourself, your human self with spirit, because that Libra scale, the scale of justice or the balancing scale, is meant to remind us that we are able to self-control, self-manage, and be mindful of other energies in play without letting it rock us or without letting it take us off of that balance point. So a very active Mercury, be very mindful of your own communications, what you say, what you write, what you text, what you put in an email, and then also give yourself time to step back. If information comes in, give yourself time to assess it, sit with it, consider it, and balance yourself before going forward. It's also good to note that the Sun in Libra is coming up behind Mercury. So the Sun is going to shine its light at this same point in your chart, the 25, 26 degrees of Libra. It's going to shine its light there on October 18th and 19th. So there's something that will be developing and growing. And I feel like when that Sun is in Libra and gets to the same point in the zodiac later on in October, it's going to bring in more information that's empowering, that's strengthening, that's strong. And this could also help with moving through anything right now, as well as understanding the soul contract and karmic energies that need to untie, that need to be removed. And I was talking with a friend of mine about this too, about how sometimes, yes, we have our own lessons and we have things that we're healing and we're understanding that we are responsible for. But the other thing that can happen is when you are at a different level of consciousness than the other people involved, the other, whomever it might be, right? Whether it's at work, with family, a friend, a partnership, your children, whomever it might be, it could be that the higher level of consciousness person needs to be involved in something so that the other people involved can learn their lessons too, be given the opportunity and the potential to see something in a different way, in a new way, and to, of course, make their choices about that. But the universe supports everyone's growth. It supports everyone moving forward. It gives everyone the opportunity to say, what can I learn from this? What do I need to understand? What did I not see before? And with this strong Libra energy coming in, I think that's part of what's being set up is that, let's call it, both sides of the scale have the potential to energetically grow through this time period for their best and highest good. But that will come down to the decisions they make, perceptions, what they choose, what is correct for them, what choices they're making. But there's something here that's meant to balance the scales, that's meant to bring in a new way of working with your life path after this energetic unraveling happens, where the karmic ties are released. And I'm seeing scissors cutting twine. And you know how twine, it can actually be composed of multiple strings woven together. It feels like that. It feels like it's cutting something. It's allowing it to unravel. The strings will fall where they may, but there is something that you're meant to maintain your energetic balance around. And to know that it's completing an older story and or a bigger part of your soul's growth. And again, that's because it's these energies meeting up with the Capricorn planets and the most powerful being that Pluto in Capricorn, which is the soul healing, the deeper lessons, the energetic transformation, where you claim your power, where you make a higher choice, where you're being asked and required to stand in your mastery, self-respect, and personal integrity. So over this next week, this is very big, and it's good to have a heads up, of course, about what could also show up for you during the upcoming Mercury retrograde. And for those who are curious, Mercury retrograde begins October 13th at 11 degrees of Scorpio and lasts until November 3rd and 4th when it travels back to 25 degrees of Libra. So I hope this has given you some good things to sit with and be aware of in the week ahead, and also helps you energetically balance yourself as the sun enters Libra and we are asked to look at what is essential for us, not only in our relationships with others, but our relationship with ourselves. And that is another empowering way to look at what has come up for you lately, what matters to you in your life and where you're going forward. Are the types of relationships that energetically connect to you in a positive, nurturing, loving way, as well as the people who are, I'm seeing it as balanced with your own chakras. The equinox is a beautiful time to balance the chakras, to do any kind of chakra healing, chakra visualizations, anything to imagine each chakra spinning and being cleaned and cleared. You can do this by imagining white light, purifying those energies. And as each one is cleaned and cleared, they are more sparkly and bright. That infuses your aura, that infuses your physical self. It works with your spiritual and intuitive gifts, as well as your mental self. And so this is a way to also become more balanced within yourself and to look at what then changes for you as you move into this next season of the journey. So I'm going to leave it there for this week's episode on the weekly energies. I hope this has given you some good things to sit with and consider. I hope this has been supportive of also understanding what may be unfolding in the next few months. As always, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time, energy, and presence for this podcast. I never take it for granted. I'm truly honored that you make time for this, and I always hope that there is something supportive in every episode that resonates with you and where you're at now. I'll be back on Monday for our next podcast episode. In the meantime, you can find out my latest astrology programs, courses, and business development offerings at mollymccord.online, or you can check out my author website at consciouscoolchic.com for more about my books, audiobooks, spiritual teachings, and consciousness topics. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you next week, and I wish you a beautiful new moon, and I hope that you are inspired to keep creating what you want going forward, knowing that you can absolutely manifest what's best for you now. I'll see you soon.